All right, so I've got a few minutes. I found my guest. He's a linebacker for the Pittsburgh Steelers, coming off a big game. 7 tackles, 2 tackles for a loss. He had a sack and a half. He had a quarterback hit 4 times in Sunday's win over Seattle. The Steelers are 3-3. They're at Cleveland on October 31st. Alex Highsmith joins us for a few moments. Alex, good to have you on. How are you?
Doing good, Jim. How are you?
Good, dude. Good. Good to have you back. You had that huge game in the win over Seattle. Let me jump right into it. 7 tackles. You had a sack and a half. The hits on the quarterback. How good did it feel for you to come through the way you did when your team absolutely had to have it?
It felt good, you know. I know that, you know, for the first few games of the season, I wasn't, you know, playing up to my potential and how I know I could play. And so this is just, you know, a big game for me. You know, it's something I just want to, you know, keep building off. You know, I know that I can go there and produce like that. And so I just want to just continue to build off of that.
I think, Alex, you're not saying it, but when you say that you weren't playing up to potential, you've actually been kind of banged up a little bit dealing with a groin injury. When you have a game like the one you had against Seattle, you get some time to rest up right now. Do you feel like you're primed to break out and have a dominant rest of the season? Does it feel like that's there?
That's what I'm planning to do. You know, this is going, you know, this bye week, you know, is nice. You know, just get to, you know, just rest the body, you know, just especially, you know, with that groin. You know, I've been feeling really good the past couple weeks, you know, for really to get some more rest on. It's going to be awesome. So, you know, I'm excited for these next last 11 games. You know, it starts with the Cleveland game next week.
Talking to Alex Highsmith. So when you're working on one side and you've got T.J. Watt working on the other side, how dangerous can that combination be?
I feel like it can be. You know, if I can, you know, produce like he does, you know, he's the best, you know, what he does in the world. And so it's awesome, you know, to be able to work with a guy like that. You know, last year I talked a lot about coming in with TJ and Bud and just being able to work with both of them. You know, that was really awesome. And so it's cool to be able to work with him and Cam as well. And so and Chris Fleming, we're excited to have Tua back as well. So I'm just excited, you know, for just the potential that we have, you know, as a D-line unit. And so it's just going to continue to get better throughout the year.
Hey, let me add one more layer to it. It's not just the guys you mentioned. What about Melvin Ingram? So when and TJ Watt, right, Melvin are on the field at the same time, what's it like having 3 pass rushers on the field at the same time?
Yeah, it's great. You know, Melvin has been great, you know, ever since he came in. And so I'm just thankful, you know, for what he's taught me. You know, he's taught me so much. And it's pretty cool because we're both from, you know, the same area. We're both from the 910 in North Carolina. So, you know, we can relate to a lot of stuff. So it's been great, you know, being able to learn from him. And so I'm just excited to just continue to do that.
Alex Highsmith is joining us. You know, Alex, obviously there are certain teams and certain positions within those teams that have so much history and so much tradition. What's it mean to you to play outside linebacker for the Pittsburgh Steelers? How much does the tradition and the history mean to you?
I mean so much. You know, it's you know, I didn't grow up a Steelers fan. Growing up, I was more of a Panthers fan, you know, growing up in North Carolina. And so it was awesome, you know, being able to be drafted by the Steelers and just being able to come to a team that has so much history, you know, especially at the outside linebacker position. So, you know, I hope that I can just produce like, you know, those guys have in the past. And so it's just a blessing to be able to play for this team.
You know, there's so much tradition and so much history and so much continuity. When the team drafted you, for instance, Mike Tomlin was talking about the fact that in the AFC North, you're facing 3 Heisman-winning quarterbacks, quote, so we have to employ people to hunt those guys, end of quote. I'm curious, what's been the biggest difference between getting after the quarterback in college and doing it in this division?
Yeah, you know, just like you said, you know, those are 3 Heisman quarterbacks, you know, that we had to get after. You know, the thing is, you know, about all of them, all 3 of them, you know, are mobile. You know, of course, you know, Lamar's the most dangerous, you know, when it comes to moving around the pocket, you know, escaping the pocket. But, you know, all 3 of them are mobile. And so that's what makes it a challenge as well. You know, you got to be consistent in your rush lanes, you know, so that they can't get out the pocket, you know, and extend plays and make throws. That's what Baker and Joe are good at as well. So it's really just about containing them, you know, just being disciplined in your rush lanes. It really starts to work with working together, you know, with everybody. You know, if all of us are just running out the field and no one's pushing the pocket, you know, guys are just going to step up and take off. And so it just really starts with working together, you know, as a unit.
Talking to Alex Highsmith. Alex, what about Mike Tomlin? For instance, he won't really show us, you know, the public, the fans, the media, exactly who or what he's about, but the players obviously have great respect for him. They go hard for him. They play hard for him. What's he like as a leader and a motivator?
He's great. You know, he's one of the best coaches that I've ever been able to play for. And so I just think, you know, that he's I'm able to learn from him. And so, you know, he's great. Like I said, you know, he motivates us. He's just wants the best out of us. And so I'm just thankful to be able to learn and play for him.
Wes, let me finally ask you. You are using this time to get right. I know this. You've got some time off, but you're already thinking about Cleveland. That's October 31st. What are your early thoughts about that matchup? Big-time matchup.
It's going to be fun. I'm excited for it. I mean, my fiance and her whole family, they're all Browns fans. They're all going to be there, and so it's going to be a fun game. Definitely a hostile environment, but I like those games. I like the games, you know, where you come in, you know, and the fans start booing you, and so it's going to be an exciting game, and I just can't wait for it. Just the whole atmosphere is just going to be rocking.
I love that. Really quickly, Alex, what's it like when you go in there like 53 or 75, whatever the number you want to say, 75 against 75,000? What kind of a mindset does that take?
It's just really, you know, it's all we got. You know, we are all that we have, and so we just got to go in there as a unit. And we know that a lot of Pittsburgh Steelers fans are going to be in there as well, so they're going to be rooting us on. But it's different at a Browns game. You know, most of the fans are Browns fans, whereas last year, you know, we went to some games where it was more Steelers fans than the opposing team's fans. So we're excited for this challenge. It's such a good rivalry. I'm just, you know, excited to be a part of it.
It's an amazing rivalry. Can't wait to see that. October 31st, Alex Highsmith is a linebacker for the Steelers. Alex, great to have you back, man. Thanks so much. I appreciate you.
Thank you, Jim. Thank you. Have a good one.
You too. Class act. Alex Highsmith.